Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. If you have something to share, we invite you to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is asking you to plan a visit to Cherry County, Nebraska. How about Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, the first designated in the state of Nebraska, the Niobrara National Scenic River? Well, that, of course, is number one in the river adventures in the Midwest. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Start planning next year's trip now.
And don't forget, a fall trip is a great trip to come down. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, you know. They have market results, rodeo standing, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. You can visit them online as well for the latest stories, sale reports, updates, and to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News, it's TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Before we get too far into the program today, we just want to say a big congratulations to Dean Sorensen, Sorensen Broadcasting, who was recently inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame. Dean has been around the broadcasting industry in the Midwest area for decades and has helped a lot of people out. Kim and I are especially thankful for him on some advice for the radio business. So congratulations to Dean Sorensen in the South Dakota Hall of Fame.
Indeed, congratulations.
This is from Virgil Voppels in Montana here recently. I picked up some letters to the editor I thought you might be interested in from a nationally respected magazine. E.F. Vickers of Detroit, Michigan wrote, "Is the present administration doing a good job of running the country? The evidence points to a loud and resounding no." He continued, "In running this country during the past few years, this administration has shown more inane experimentation, more extravagant blunders than any other. Foresight would have labeled them foolish." Albert Ross of New York, New York, chimed in with, "The public has lost faith in this administration and its petty policies and extravagances. This administration has failed, and for the future of America, there had better be some changes made." G.E. Stearns of Buffalo, New York said, quote, "You," referring to the magazine, "carry a description of the administration and refer to the White House gang. In these days of strife and uncertainty, don't you think that a little respect should be given when speaking of our government officials?" And here's another one who writes, "Concerning your article on juvenile delinquency, after 45 years as an educator with a special interest in this subject, I still believe that family inheritance, family life, and neighborhood environments are the chief factors in juvenile delinquency. For sure, these are two subjects of our times, just as they were in the times when those letters were written." Because these thoughts are straight from Life magazine, November 16th, 1942. Let me repeat, 1942. The administration referred to was, of course, the Roosevelt presidency. So, you see, little has changed. The U.S. won a war on two fronts. FDR died. Harry S. took over, and life went on as usual. It was a booming great time to be an American. One of the most expensive items advertised in the magazine was a GE electric blanket for $34.50. There was a Schick electric razor for $15. Arrow and Van Heusen dress shirts were $1.50, up to $3.75. You could buy a snazzy pair of Wriggle or Robley men's dress shoes for $6.60. A yellow bowl smoking pipe cost $1.50. And here's what I've never heard of. You could buy a gallon of Chemtone paint in paste form, mix it with water, and have a gallon and a half of paint.
I've never heard of that either.
Life magazine went on sale for 10 cents an issue, and you could get 52 weeks of it for the princely sum of $4.50. And among those prices listed, there are absolutely no nines, you know, as in $9.99 or $99.99. Everything comes with a nine something price tag these days. And again, that was going back into about 1942 from Virgil Voppels' column in Montana newspapers.
Talk about taking a look back. You got us there today, Mike. That is certainly a good history lesson. That was funny. And those prices are just wild. Well, I never met a dessert I didn't like. This is from Robert Thompson. He says, a weakness that was taking its toll not only on his waistline, but on the rest of him as well. During his visit to a chiropractor for back pain, the doctor took some x-rays, did a spinal adjustment, then gave him his diagnosis. Mr. Thompson, the trouble with your back is your front.
Oh, that happens.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to your local radio station and tuning in for The Good Stuff.